We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York with your All Local for Friday, October 23rd. Rockwall police say a teenage girl died after the stolen pickup truck she was in caught fire during a police chase. It all started in Rowlett, where officers tried to stop the truck the two teenage girls were in. Before Rockwall officers could respond, the truck crashed through a fence and landed in the backyard of a home in the Chandler's Landing community. The truck caught on fire. The passenger managed to get out, but the driver was trapped inside and died. Police say the truck had been stolen earlier in the night from a home in Rowlett. With foreign election interference suspected in some parts of the country, the leader of the Dallas FBI office says no such instances have been reported in North Texas.
Elections administrators have said that foreign governments made attempts to hack into their systems in North Texas in prior elections. So far in this election cycle, Dallas FBI agent in charge Matt DeSarno says things are running smoothly.
We have not seen anything specifically in North Texas, but we have worked very closely with election and campaign administrators to share with them indicators, to work through scenarios, and to ensure that they know the right people to contact.
DeSarno says there's no evidence yet of anyone in North Texas getting an intimidating email, such as some in other states. But he adds if anyone does get such a threat, they need to report it immediately and let the feds try to track down the source. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth police say seven college students were robbed at gunpoint while sitting on the patio of a restaurant on Hemp Hill Avenue. Detective Brian Rainsford said the man got away with several designer purses and wallets.
There was a short period of time between the last time other people were on the patio and the girls were approached. That kind of leads us to believe that maybe this guy was watching the group. Maybe he was targeting them for some reason.
He says the suspect is Hispanic, between 25 and 35 years old, around 5'9", with a medium build and light complexion. He was wearing a dark blue Cowboys t-shirt with a star on the front. Two death row inmates from Tarrant County whose executions were delayed by the pandemic are back on the schedule. Edward Busby is scheduled for execution in February. John Hummel is to be put to death at the end of June. Jeremy DeSell of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice says there are now strict protocols for social distancing that are in place that allow the executions to go forward.
Those numbers were limited to 3 members of either the offender witnesses or victim witnesses. The spacing and social distancing just has to be maintained.
Busby killed a retired TCU professor he kidnapped in 2004. Hummel killed his pregnant wife and father-in-law in 2011. Today marks the first iPhone launch since the start of the pandemic, and it looks a little different than usual.
Usually, iPhone launches are accompanied with long lines of people, and that's still the case, even in the midst of a pandemic. Anna Dvorkin with AT&T says lines could be even longer, and that's mostly because of new safety protocols.
We will be social distancing, there will be stickers, and we will have a line manager, if not more than one, possibly two in some locations, to make sure that customers are social distanced.
Dvorkin says people can also wait in line virtually now. Log in, wait in your car, and someone will service you curbside. For those who are craving that traditional feel of an iPhone launch, the waiting in line, the looking at phones in store, well, that's still an option. But Dvorkin says it's being done with a lot of caution and a lot of extra cleaning protocols to keep people as safe as possible. Bailey Friday News, Radio 1080, KRLD.
saying it has no credibility. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is defending his coaching staff following a report that multiple players had lost faith in the new coaches. Jones told 105.3 The Fan the report does nothing but make him smirk.
The criticism is that our guys might not know what they're doing out there, and you put one of those innuendos. It no more reflects the thinking of our players than it reflects the thinking of something going on in the Kremlin. It is just absolutely irrelevant and very, very, very irresponsible.
Jones says the fact that the sources were anonymous tells you everything you need to know. The 2-4 Cowboys are going to travel to Washington this Sunday to take on the football team. And two major icons are becoming one, Barbie and Elton John. Mattel has plans to launch a new Barbie doll that pays tribute to the musical legend. She will mimic his style with a bright, colorful jacket with his name across it, long bell bottoms with the letter E at the bottom, and of course, will be wearing rainbow platform shoes. I'm Austin York with All Local.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.